here at Hack Illinois with the winning team, the Flock team. Tell me your names, guys.
Chris.
Melissa.
Jeremiah.
Brooke.
All right, when I say winning team, you guys won the award for the best use of Microsoft Azure with your Flock application. Who wants to describe the Flock application?
We can all take turns, I guess. So, let's say you want to meet up with some friends. Now, normally, this normally takes some time, right? Because you have to pick a place where you want to meet, and you have to pick some friends that you want to invite. And so, in order to make this process easier, we created Flock. We have application for both Pebble and for web. I obviously don't have my laptop right now, so I'll let these guys take care of the features on the Pebble.
Yeah. Tell us about the Pebble part of it.
Okay, so on the Pebble.
What is a Pebble?
It's a smartwatch that works with both Android devices and Apple devices. Unfortunately, not Microsoft devices as far as I know.
Yet.
Yet. That is a good response. Okay, so going to our Flock app. There it is. Okay. So when the app loads, it pulls the GPS coordinates of your phone and then sends those coordinates to Yelp through our Microsoft Azure backend. If this would load, please. There we go. And it returns some of the highest ranking restaurants in the area. And then you can select one of these restaurants. And you get three options to view the restaurant info, invite a friend to the restaurant, or recommend the restaurant to a friend. So if you view the restaurant info, you can view you see the restaurant's name, its address, and how many stars it has from the majority of user reviews. And you can invite a friend by selecting their name on the contacts list that pops up, and then you can select whether to invite them via text message or email, which is done through Twilio or MailGen.
Okay, I thought that was interesting. You said that it doesn't communicate directly with a Windows phone or a Windows PC, but you are calling out to Microsoft Azure because you built a web service, a REST web service, that is accessible through any device that can call HTTP. And that's, you're not calling Yelp directly, you're not calling Twilio directly, you're going through a web service to do that.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
So I made a API using...
Web API?
Web API, ASP.NET. So using that, you can post to a web page using the Pebble, and from that post I can grab some of the information that is needed for those APIs, and I can feed that information into the APIs to get and then have them act on that information.
Okay.
So with Yelp, I feed it latitude, longitude coordinates, and it gives me back
restaurants
in the area.
Okay.
And then for MailJet and
Twilio,
I give it a message and a where to send it, and it handles that. And then it will return whether or not it sends, and I return that back to the Pebble or web app, and so that you can provide feedback to the user whether or not it was able to send message.
Oh, very cool. Is there any code that's actually running on the iPhone or running on the Android device, or is that just pulling the GPS from there?
It's just pulling the GPS from it. It all runs through the Pebble.
I did see you showed me a web page earlier. What's that running on?
Yeah. So the website is made from Flask which is a Python-based web framework. Oh. And for the for getting the email information from MailJet, I call Microsoft Azure. I just do a post request on from the Azure backend to send an email.
Okay. Here's the reason that I thought you guys should have won, and that you did win, is because of all the different technology you were able to integrate together. Mm-hmm. Now, did you come in knowing how to work with Pebble and how to work with the Yelp API and the Twilio API, all those, or did you have to learn that this weekend?
We had to learn. We did the Pebble coding, and it's done in JavaScript, which neither one of us had ever worked with.
Oh, you had to learn a whole language.
Yeah, we had to learn the whole language to be able to do anything with the Pebble, which we had never worked with before either. So
how did you get to speed quickly on a new language in 48 hours?
The two of them have had some JavaScript, so they helped a lot. And then there was a lot of looking up of just different calls and how to reference things.
Okay. I'll just let you guys know, when you graduate, that will describe your life. people will say, do this thing that you've never done before, and you'll be out on search engines like Bing and figuring it out. That's the last 30 years of my life, just to let you know. And then the other stuff, the Twilio, the web API.
For the APIs, we hadn't used any of them before, except for MailJet, which I had done a little bit of work with, but never actually integrated into a project.
Okay, very impressive. You wanted to add something?
So I had a little bit of exposure to Flask in the past, but I've never actually created an entire website with Flask, and I'm somewhat familiar with Python, but I wouldn't call myself an expert, and I've never used these APIs before.
Outstanding. Do you have any future plans for this application? You can expand it, maybe add some social media stuff to it, or I don't know, whatever.
Oh yeah, actually, for this hackathon, we were planning on having it authenticate with Facebook. So instead of hard coding all of the all of your friend data, we can extract all of your friends list information by interacting with Facebook's Graph API. Unfortunately, we didn't have time to fully implement it, but if we were to expand it out, which given the response that we received, would be a really good idea to do. I think it'd be really great to extract your friend information along with other information from Facebook, Twitter, other social media.
Excellent. All right, guys, congratulations, and thanks for taking the time to talk to me.
Thank you.
Thank you. And happy birthday.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
Thanks
happy
a lot.
Go to as many hackathons as possible with technology and friends.